First, Ang Mo Kio remains a five-member GRC. We are refreshing the PAP team. Our candidates will be me, Jasmine Lau, Victor Lai, Daryl David, and Nadia Samdin. Daryl, Nadia, and I are seeking re-election. We've done our best to improve Ang Mo Kio and to serve the residents over the years. And we ask for your continued support in this election so that we can continue to do so. Joining the three of us will be Jasmine Lau and Victor Lai. We've made Ang Mo Kio a happy place and a good place to live. We've set out in a master plan what we've done over the past 5 years, as well as clear plans on what more we intend to do if we are elected again. And these are, we put out a pamphlet which we distributed to residents, One Heart, One Home, of what we have done and what we will be doing down the road. And we've also set some of these out in the manifesto of the Ang Mo Kio PAP team. And both of these, if there's a QR code here, can be found online. And I urge all residents to take a look at them. So I hope voters in Ang Mo Kio GRC and in the SMCs in our family will give us their mandate again, so that we can work closely once again to make this an outstanding town to live, work and play in.
I grew up playing sports, netball in primary school, basketball in my 30s, and I still play competitively today. Netball is a sport where every player has a distinct role. My role is called the centre, and my job is to move my team from defence to attack and to create opportunities for my shooter teammates to put the ball in. Our coaches have always taught us to play hard, but to also play with mutual respect, mutual reliance, and mutual gratitude. When I picked up basketball later in my 30s, I thought that the two sports are pretty much the same. You throw a ball around and then you try and put the ball in. How different could it be? I was wrong. They were two very different sports, and I needed new skills that I did not have yet. I needed to learn how to dribble the ball. I needed to learn how to shoot the ball. But what I brought with me was strong foundations, ball in ball handling, court vision, and I understood teamwork. These experiences helped me to pick up basketball a lot more quickly. So for me now, moving from public service into politics feels a little bit like my transition from netball into basketball. For 19 years or so, I've worked on healthcare, manpower, and finance policies. I've had the privilege to engage many diverse stakeholders from around the world, look at the big picture, and then put these together to make sound policy decisions. These experiences are now the strong foundations that I bring into the new court of politics. We have young children to teach. We have old seniors to take care of. And I hope that my children, together with all of your children, grow up in this Singapore, where our differences don't divide us, but are instead our source of strength. It has to be a Singapore where teammates from different backgrounds can also come together and achieve something far greater. Yes, Singapore will go through many tough times again and again and again. But I believe that the Singapore that we have will stand together stronger with mutual respect, mutual reliance, and mutual gratitude. In the days to come, I hope to meet many more of you, especially Ang Mo Kio residents, to learn about your lives, your dreams, and your challenges. I look forward to serving all of you on the road ahead.
I have contested 2 general elections, but no matter the odds, we persevered. We never wavered from our core mission, which is to give our Aljunied voters a choice, as we did, coming very close to winning in 2015 and thereafter in 2020. We were standing and facing off the leadership of the opposition team. We worked constantly to win the trust of our people not at election time, but right after every election and in between every election, we have done our best. In the PAP, we work as one team, whether in the PAP wards or in the opposition wards. I salute our branch chairs. I salute our activists for their continued resolve to give the voters in the opposition wards a choice. You may have one vote, but please, if you do not use it well, the outcome can be quite damaging for our future. The stakes in 2025 are high. The world is in chaos. As an economist, former policymaker, and a business person, I know the grave challenges we face. It's a different world. I want to uphold the trust between our people and government. I want our children, your children, to have a fair start in life. I want our families to lead productive, happy, healthy lives. I want our seniors to live with purpose and dignity. This SG60, let us not forget, we must keep Singapore special, going on for many more years to come. And with that, we need to choose honest, competent, and trusted leaders. I ask all Singaporeans to work with us to keep Singapore special. I want to thank all the residents I've met in Ang Mo Kio in the last weeks. I've walked with you. I've connected with you. I know the place well. I used to live in Ang Mo Kio. But we are doing this not just for Ang Mo Kio. We are doing this as one PAP team for the whole of Singapore. I want to say that if elected, I will work and always do my best together with our Ang Mo Kio teammates to build a better Singapore for all of us.
One initiative that we're very proud of in Ang Mo Kio Hougang is what we call Back to School, which is where we get our Ang Mo Kio Hougang residents to contribute a bag, an actual school bag, with stationery and the bag itself for children who are finishing kindergarten and going into primary one, to allow them to have that start, to start primary one with all their essentials. And these are usually children from the low-income families. I bring this up because it's one example of how, rather than just get money from big patrons or sponsors, the community has come together to support members of that community who need that support. And through this, we've built what I call the ABCs of community in Ang Mo Kio Hougang, which is you assist the community by bonding them together, and through that, you actually create a sense of community. I've also had the privilege of working very closely with Ang Mo Kio Town Council in the last two terms, from 2015 to 2020. I was the vice chairman of Ang Mo Kio Town Council. And then for the past 5 years, I took on the role of chairman of the town council. I will not lie, the town council work is challenging. It is tough. It is hard. And I want to just say a big thank you to the town council team for all the hard work they have put in. But I've also realized that the town council is more than just about making sure that the lifts work efficiently, the void decks are swept clean, and that all the municipal matters are handled. We've taken on roles at a much higher level as well in terms of how we can improve the entire environment for the residents of the entire Ang Mo Kio town. So, for example, we have worked on the Remaking Our Heartlands program, where just across the road from where we are, we spent a significant amount of time redeveloping, revitalizing, recreating Ang Mo Kio Town Centre into a very vibrant place. And matter of fact, a big person who played a role in that is also my colleague here today, who's Mr. Henry Quek, the Vice Chairman of Ang Mo Kio Town Council. So a big thank you to Henry for leading our team there. We've also improved homes in Ang Mo Kio Town as well. things like building sheltered walkways, more barrier-free access to improve the lives of our residents here, both those who are younger generation and the elderly as well, for whom barrier-free access is very, very important. And we've also worked towards building that sense of inclusivity and community. We have, I think, as I mentioned, water parks that have been built in Jalan Kayu, and another one coming up in Amoke Hau Kang, and a sports in precinct program, which is going to be coming up in Yio Chu Kang and in Amoke Hau Kang as well. So I think that's how we have worked together with the town council in partnership with our various agencies, in partnership with the residents as well, to create and improve the overall environment for Ang Mo Kio Town. It's been an honor to be invited to have the opportunity to join the Ang Mo Kio GRC candidate team alongside SM Lee, Nadia, Jasmine, Victor. And if given the chance, I look forward to continuing to serve the residents of Ang Mo Kio GRC, not just at the town council, but in every area that I possibly can.
I've advocated for more health, for more support for fertility health, whether for singles or for families, and we'll work hard so that Singapore will always be a place where equitable access to opportunities is granted to our children. In Ching San Sita, we support students through mentoring, academic programs, a community scholarship for sandwiched families, with priority given to those who have to work part-time, our annual exam CAPEC giveaway, my Explorer program for children to discover their own talents and passions, and more. On the infrastructure front, I think Daryl has covered some of it, SM as well. You can read more in our Town Council Master Plan, but I'm very much looking forward to our refreshed Cheng San CC opening soon. And we've also been able to refresh both the Cheng San and Chong Boon markets and food centre over this term. Looking forward to silver upgrading program and many more to come. In terms of connectivity, we're also doing more to ease congestion, especially in terms of the CTE. So looking at how we can better upgrade in terms of from Seletar Hills to Yio Chu Kang Road, as well as the North-South Corridor and the various MRT lines. 5 years on from the last crisis, we find ourselves yet again in turbulent waters. An unstable global environment fractures our multicultural society even further. Being part of this team for the past 5 years, I've seen the commitment, capacity, and competence of this PAP team in being able to navigate our country and keep our people safe. I humbly hope for the chance to continue serving you and your families and speaking up in Parliament for things that matter to you, from housing to Singapore's place in the world, environment to affordability, and championing women and youth. Let's keep going for a brighter future together.